Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today on the show, I'm going to have Frank and Madeline. Frank and Madeline, they grew weary of the up and down of the stock market. You know, you go up, 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 and then down. And then you do that again and you repeat it over and over again. And with no prior real estate experience, they joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and on their first deal, they had triple-digit returns within 2.5 years, and they did something that's amazing. They actually thought about legacy, and they have their four adult kids involved in making their way to financial freedom as well. They're going to tell you today how they did it, and how I'm going to tell you something, guys. This is something you can do too. Dale Walmsley and my host, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. I'm bringing you the husband and wife team, Frank Moscarello and Madeline Pregene. Now, what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. Dale Walmsley always says that. What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. You know, a lot of folks, they go along, they're thinking, I'm going to be doing my investing, and I've got a couple here today. They had a really good life. And so, Madeline and Frank, so glad you're on the radio with me today. And I want our folks to get to know you just a little bit. Tell us about you had a really good life before you found real estate investing and Lifestyles Unlimited. Tell us about your background. Who are you apart from real estate investing, which I know it's kind of all your life right now. But where are you from? What is life for you?
We did have a great life. Frank, you want to take that question?
Sure. Well, for me, I thought we were doing pretty well. We, did my spent in the Navy, got out, retired as a Navy captain, and I started my own business while I was in, and my business was doing really well. And I thought we were doing really well. And then, financial advisors set me down back in my 50s and again in my 60s and said, hey, you're going to be able to retire at X if you work till you're 70. And I almost choked up a hairball, and I said, that's not going to work.
So, Madeline, what about you? Tell us about your life apart from real estate.
Sure. I was a pharmaceutical and medical device rep for 35 years and made a great living, loved my job. And then we started investing in real estate, joined Lifestyles, and everything changed. I retired in 2018 after 35 years, and now we're strictly doing real estate and love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, Frank, the trigger for you, I guess, was being told, hey, you're going to be working until you're 70 if you want to retire the way you want to retire. Did I get that right?
That's exactly right. And I was going to retire at a number that I thought was not going to be able to sustain the lifestyle that I like. So I came home one day and I told Madeline, hey, we're going to have to do something else. Even though we had a great life. We was really, really doing well. But it wasn't going to take us where we wanted to go. And that's why I've been listening to Dell on the radio for over a year now.
I was going to ask you.
And
yeah.
I came home. I said, listen, I've been listening to these guys. I like them. It's a little crazy sometimes in the radio, but I like it. And it makes sense. And so I said, this is what I want to do. I dragged Madeline to the two-day seminar or course. And the rest is history. I mean, she just loved it. She fell in love with it right after that first day, and we decided, let's join and let's get into this thing.
Now, who was the skeptic walking into the deal, walking into the two-day financial freedom seminar?
I was the skeptic because you hear a lot of radio programs and people claim to have make a lot of promises on what things are going to do, and I had been down the annuity roller coaster where Frank had taken me to an annuity specialist to buy annuities, and so when he came across with this radio show and wanted me to go and listen to, I think we went to a case study right before it, and then we went to the two-day. And it's funny because when I look back on my notes in my book, for the first half of the first day, I have no notes because I think I sat there with my arms crossed in front of me, really being a skeptic. But by the second part of the day, I was truly engaged. And then when we went to the Sunday on the 2 day, the second day, and they talked about multifamily, I was sold. I said, we are signing up right now. We can do this and we can make it happen.
That's great. And what was the big thing, either one of you, what was the big trigger for multifamily for you? What was it, the big aha moment from that financial freedom seminar about multifamily?
We actually talked about that at the expo. One of the things that I always loved was that moment when they were talking about, hey, you know, you can have this investment. Some people are going to refi or sell the property. But at refi, you may get 50, 75, 100% of your money back in a two-year, three-year period. You're still going to own the property, but you can have all this money coming back to you and that you can reinvest. And I thought, man, that's a moneymaker.
I also thought that it was where you could take accelerated depreciation. They could do a cost segregation on a property, and that negative depreciation could go against earned income, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah,
so
that is
win-win.
Huge. That is, and one thing, Frank, I want to add to what you said is when you refi, you take that money out. You don't pay taxes on that money because it's not income. It is a loan. You still own the property. You're still getting cash flow on the property. I've known people actually that have gotten cash flow on a property. They've taken all their money out. So basically their return, their cash on cash return is infinite because they have nothing left in the property. So that's awesome. So you guys are ready to jump in feet first. And were you thinking independent rental owner or passive at the beginning?
We did passive because we wanted to get in one deal. And then the mentors came to us as we met with them regularly. And they came to us and said, you really should do your own deal. And so we decided we were going to be an independent rental owner and own our own deal with no investors. And so almost 6 months after joining, we bought our first property.
That's huge. That's 6 months after joining. Hey, on the other side of the break, we're going to continue with Frank and Madeline, and we're going to hear about their very first apartment deal where they doubled their investment, had triple-digit returns. Stay with us through the break.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, working on your financial freedom. I'm with Frank and Madeline today. Frank was told that he was going to be in his 70s before he could retire, if he wanted to retire at the level that with the lifestyle that they'd had, and decided, okay, we got to do something different. And they joined Lifestyles Unlimited, had triple-digit returns on their first deal. We were just starting to get talking about that before. And as we get into that, guys, I want to ask you, I know you're both networkers. I mean, you had jobs that require networking. And I talk in the free workshop about, I do the free workshop for Lifestyles Unlimited. And I talk about how the key to success with real estate investing is surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. I think many people, that doesn't quite click until they actually join Lifestyles. But tell us about your experience getting started in Lifestyles Unlimited, the quality of the networking, the openness of the group. Tell us a little bit about that, either one of you.
You know, Dale had asked me at dinner one time, why I joined Lifestyles, and I told him that. I said, the openness of the group, they're so friendly and giving on a regular basis, and it's everybody. It's not just one person or a couple of people here and there or cliques. Everybody, anybody you talk to when you walked in the door was willing to help you out. You could call them up at home. You could call them up at work. Ask them questions on any question at all. And it was just wonderful to get that information out of these people. And they were all so open and honest that I couldn't help but join. They were just the right type of people I wanted to be around.
Yeah.
And we constantly went on road trips. and went to case studies and really made an effort to attend everything that was there and utilize lifestyles to the fullest, to create relationships with people where we felt comfortable calling other members who had done it. Because it's not just the mentors that are there. The mentors are there for you. But the other people in lifestyles that have various levels of success, there are people who have been doing it for 10 years, and there's people who have been doing it for 1 year. And the ability to call each and every one of them on a particular case scenario that you had on your property is so valuable.
Right. Yeah, that'll save you thousands of dollars, in some cases tens of thousands of dollars of money, just keeping you out of mistake, keeping you from making mistakes and doing things you shouldn't do. And that was really mentored by Dell, or fostered by Dell. He has an abundance mentality. An abundance mentality says there's always more, there's enough for everybody, so we're going to share everything. Scarcity says there's never enough. It's like you go to the Chinese buffet, it's all you can eat. A scarcity mentality, you load up your plate because you may run out. Abundance mentality, hey, you just get a little bit because you can go back 300 times if you want to. And I think about that often in terms of Lifestyles Unlimited, because people really do share everything. And it's odd in this world, because I've noticed even people that I really know well, when they have a success, it's like it's all in this black box that they really don't want to open up and show you to you. But at Lifestyles, people show everything. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Tell us about your first deal. How did that mentality and that abundance mentality and that freedom to just share everything, how did that help you guys find your first deal?
Yeah, being in Lifestyles and going up there all the time and talking to everybody, they knew that we were looking. They knew basically what our financial situation was and what we could afford. And just happened to be a member, had an outlying property that he thought we might be interested in, but he wanted to make sure it was okay with his partners. And he came back and he showed it to us. And of course, like you said, he opened up his books. He showed us everything that was what he was doing on the property, what needs to be done on the property. And we took a liking to it. So we went out and visited. And again, we went out there with our mentor. And the mentor said, "You just need to buy this thing." And so 6 months after joining Lifestyles, we bought our first property. And it was the best thing we ever did.
So your mentor actually went out with you and walked the property. You didn't have to go out as a new person, figure this out. Is this something I should actually do? Your mentor actually went with you to the property and walked the property.
Yeah,
absolutely. Our mentor went with us, and he walked us through. When we did our due diligence on the property, he was there. We did a file audit. We walked every unit, and our mentor was there for us to ask any questions at any point and any time. We had recruited some other members to do the due diligence with us, so we had a team of people with us, all at the same knowledge level, all looking for the same thing. It was fantastic.
See, I'm hearing you say that, and I'm thinking, I'm sitting out there listening to the radio, and I'm thinking, I don't have the ability to do this. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're surrounded by people that do have the ability to do this, and they help you with that. So that's powerful. That is really powerful. And so tell us.
I remember looking at Madeline when we first got out to the property, and we drove around it just to kind of look at it by ourselves and waiting for the mentor to show up. And I said, "Man, can we really own this?" It's just amazing. It was exciting as hell. It's the best thing I've ever did to think that we could own this complex.
That is an amazing thing. So tell us what you did to force appreciation. For folks that are not familiar with this, with single family, your property is worth, your single family home is worth what the average selling price of single families in the homes in the neighborhood are worth. With multifamily, you can force it to appreciate by increasing the income. And so tell us what you did. Walk us through that process of what you did to, tell us actually who mentored you a little bit on that deal as well when you started, in terms of what you needed to do.
When you say who mentored us, the mentor at Lifestyle, correct?
No, But also the person that sold it to you, did he actually help you out a little bit?
Oh, correct. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, his books were open to us. We had all the reports we needed. We could ask him questions at any time. It was all, it was fantastic. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better sale process.
What that is crazy ridiculous. I mean, imagine buying an Exxon gas station and the previous owner, individual person, you go back to him after you've bought it and say, "Hey, what about this? What about that? What about that?" And they say, "Oh, here's how you need to do this to make this property worth more." That never happens in the real world, but that happens here all the time.
No, that
does not happen. So, huge.
Yes, in fact, after we bought the property, I think we had owned the property for 6 or 7 months. And I had just some questions about the way I was looking at things. And I went with the person who sold me the property. We went and had lunch and we reviewed some things and he gave me some suggestions. And that would never happen in the real world. If you bought a property, you never go back to the person that sold it to you to ask questions. That just does not happen.
So then what are the changes that you guys made to the property to increase that value?
So I think what we did was we bought it as a yield play. And if people don't know what that means, is that it's probably very little deferred maintenance. It's just going to spit out an 8% return annually to you. So that's where we bought it from. It was run really well by the previous owner. And so the way we looked to do was increase income. And so in order to increase income, we did water conservation. So we had a conservation company come in, and they did this free of charge. They replaced all the flapper valves, the toilets, the leaky faucets on the whole property, which then we dropped our water bill from $8,000 a month to $4,000 a month.
Oh,
which
wow.
That in itself increased the NOI, which increases the value of the property. In addition to that, we instituted a utility bundle. So if residents who were living there could not afford to go put a deposit down with the utility company, and many couldn't, we offered a utility bundle where we, for a flat fee, you could cover all your utilities. So maybe $125 a month
Great.
And covered all your water, electricity, et cetera.
Pause right there, Madeline. We're going to come on the other side of the break. We're going to hear how Frank and Madeline, National Award winners, produced the number one property in their category in 2019. Hang out with us till the other side of the break.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with husband and wife team, Frank and Madeline, talking about their first property where they had triple-digit returns. I do want to mention, I want to invite you, if you've never done it before, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We have a free workshop. It is online. It's 90 minutes. You can watch it in your pajamas. We have them in the evening. We have a couple in the daytime as well for the next week or so. They're all in the evening. I'm actually doing the one September 28th, 8:30 Central Time. That is this Tuesday. So you can actually see what I look like if you want to, or you can put a piece of paper over the screen and just listen to me if that's better for you. But 8:30 this week, but there are four different options, and all my teammates do a great job at this workshop. And so I want to invite you to go to that. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. We teach you how to get total freedom in your life quickly and simply and build wealth from passive income so you don't have to worry about working until you drop, lose your job, or retire in poverty. We are talking to Frank and Madeline, who joined for just that reason, because Frank didn't want to work until he was 72. And so they joined, they bought this property. And right before the break, Madeline, you were telling us about some of the things you did. I really was intrigued. The last thing you were at the point of doing the utility bundling. Tell us about that.
They must go to the utility company and put a deposit down. Depending upon what your credit score is and your ability to pay, or their belief in your ability to pay, it can be $500 or more. Well, some of our residents, we realize, really don't have that extra money. And so what we did was we instituted a utility bundle, which would make it easier for them to predict what their utilities were in any given month. And that was in the wintertime and in the summertime. So maybe for a one bedroom was $125. Well, with that, we made a little bit of a spread on that. And so that increased our income in addition to the water conservation. In addition to that, we realized that we could raise rents on minimally renovated units. So we tested a unit where we did a full renovation on it, mm-hmm. and then we did a minor renovation on one, and we listed them both at the same price, and we got the same amount for each one of them. So we realized we no longer had to invest in upgrading units to the nth degree. We could just do a minor upgrade, and that would be okay with the people coming in. And so we were able to raise rent significantly on the property.
That's great. And the goal there is to increase your income by kind of the golden rule of multifamily is a 10% increase in income equals 100 in general, a 100% increase in equity. So you got the rents increased. You increased the NOI, net operating income. How was your cash flow during this time?
Well, we got cash flow to ourselves, an 8%, as if we were had investors. So we cash flowed an 8% to ourselves, and then we held everything else in the bank. So we had a huge amount of money in the bank, but we just felt that that was prudent to do. And so it cash flowed 8% to us. And then we decided that it was time to sell. The market was at a position where we thought it was time to really sell our property. So we had bought it for $55,000 a door, and we sold it for $75,000 a door. Which then, once we distributed all the cash and capital out after the sale, once we put our down payment money that we had put in, our 25%, and we got back that money, it returned 146% to us.
In 2.5 years. Did you ever get that in any limited partnerships?
Absolutely not. And when we went back to our money manager after, because we were friends with him also, so we've had dinner with him before, and when we told him that, I mean, his mouth just dropped because he couldn't believe. I mean, having over a 50% return in a year is unheard of.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever do that in the stock? So you didn't do that in the stock market. Did you?
Never.
Were you in any oil wells?
No.
No?
We missed that one. Thank goodness.
Okay. So that really blew everything else away. Now, not only that, I mean, that's an incredible, amazing, awesome return, but also you won an award. Now, the National Apartment Association, for people that don't know, largest apartment association in the world, 93,000 members. Each year they choose one investor in each category. How did you guys come out?
So we won the 2018 Property of the Year, over 20 years old. I'm extremely proud of that because, like you said, there's a lot of people vying for that award. And so we were just exceptionally happy to have received it. It was a compliment to the staff at the property, to us, to the management company, to Lifestyles. It was a compliment to everyone.
Yeah, and folks, you folks that are listening, I would like to say Madeline and Frank are the only people that have ever done this. But actually, since 2006, every single year, a Lifestyles Unlimited member has taken the education, gone out and bought a property, and run it with such excellence. Now, we have 50,000 members, so it's still a big deal. But 2006 to this year, every single year, a Lifestyles Unlimited member wins the top award in their category. I don't know of any other real estate investor education and mentoring group that has a track record that's anywhere close to that. I don't know any that. And usually the runner-ups are Lifestyles Unlimited members as well, which is really remarkable when you think of the power, the depth of our bench in terms of the people actually doing the investing and the people that are doing the mentoring. And again, that idea of surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. On that first deal, what did you learn from your first property? I know Dell says real estate is easy, people are difficult. What did you learn on that first property?
Well, that's probably true. On the first property, we really had to pay attention to the people that were, when we first picked up the property, had to pay attention to the people that were working there and the changeover in management company. So the management company that we worked with at the very beginning and took us all the way to the end, we had to get a really good relationship with them. And once that was established, and it took a while for Madeline to kind of get up there on them, but it worked out really, really well. So the people part of it, I think, was more difficult than actually the property part of it. Something breaks, you can fix it. But when there's personalities involved, you have to get to the right personalities and get the right staff around you. And once that happened, everything was very smooth.
That's great.
You just have to be on top of your third-party management company, and they have to be on top of the employees at the job site, at the apartment complex.
When did retirement come into play for both of you? I mean, Frank, I know you love your job.
Yeah. When we sold the property in July of 18, was it right after that, Madeline, that you retired?
Yes, I retired right after that. And then Frank has continued to work because he loves it. He could retire at the same time I did, but he really enjoys it.
One of our multifamily mentors, he kept working for a while after he had replaced his W-2 income. He said, it's a lot more fun going to work when you don't have to. He enjoyed that. So, Madeline, what is that like to retire, to say, I'm done?
Well, you know, it takes a little getting used to. I have to be honest with you that the first year I was kind of like, is this it? Like, what am I going to do? Because everyone else is working. And so I decided mentally I was going to give it 2 years. And I was going to be retired at least 2 years to see, and then COVID hit. And so it extended my retirement. But I think we may go back and syndicate a deal within Lifestyle of another apartment complex, because retirement is the ability to do anything you want to do. And that's
exactly
really
right.
What I like doing. And I want to do it.
You know, one of my favorite things I talk about is when you've replaced your W-2 income, you can do nothing. You can take a trip around the world. You can stay home. You can take a low-paying job doing something you absolutely love. That's why it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Hang on with us through the break as we continue with Madeline and Frank.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
What if you could retire, live the life that you want to live, and then also get your kids, your adult kids, on their way to financial freedom? I'm your host, David Ruzicka, with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm talking to Frank and Madeline, who have actually done just that. And before we went to the break, we went right to the point. We talked about their very first deal. They had triple-digit returns. They sold their apartment. Madeline retired from a career she had that she loved for 38 years. Frank is working only because he wants to, because he enjoys it. That's what the lifestyle is about. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You choose the lifestyle that you want to live. And so they then did something that is really remarkable. They went into 90 passive deals. And for folks that you're listening and you think, what is that? Lifestyles Unlimited is set up so we have individuals who are just members. They don't work for Lifestyles. They don't sell anything for Lifestyles. They're just members who they say, I would like to be a lead investor. And so I'm going to go out and find a big deal, and I'm going to raise money from other Lifestyles investors. I will do all the work. I'll get a small override, but I'll do all the work. And then the passive investors can be truly passive. They don't have to run the property. All they do is collect the income. And with that kind of introduction, Frank and Madeline, so getting into the passive deals, tell us how you did that. And because I know you guys got into a lot really fast. Tell us about that.
We really did. So we thought that when we had our property and we were going to sell it eventually, that we were going to have a huge capital gain, most likely. And so we pre-planned and we started getting into passive deals, investing with others, taking our remaining money and the 8% off the property and investing it into other people's deals. Because we knew down the road they were going to do accelerated depreciation. That was one of the criteria of us investing with them. That's what they were going to do. And we were then going to have the depreciation, which is a loss on your tax return, which could go against the capital gains that we were making. And so we knew that had to be done. And then you get spoiled because you're realizing you can just invest your money and get an 8% return, and then maybe 3 years down the road, they refinance 60, 80, 90% out, and you still own the property. Well, that's a no-brainer, and you don't have to do anything. The lead is doing everything.
Yeah, I just want to say, up to that 2016, 17, we've been paying taxes, and pretty hefty taxes, because we were, like I said, we were doing fairly well in both our jobs. But after getting into lifestyles and getting the passive income and then the depreciation against that, our tax bracket dropped dramatically. I mean, sinfully. So it was such what a relief to know that we didn't have to write a check at the end of the year for taxes. Matter of fact, we were getting money back and recapturing some of that money we had paid back in just because of the depreciation on these properties. It was just fantastic.
It is huge. It is huge. And that's why we love real estate. I mean, you make money in five different ways. And one of those ways is through that depreciation, through that tax advantage. It makes such a difference at the end of the year because it takes a lot less. When you say I want to replace my W-2 income, it takes a lot less passive income to replace that income because you're not paying 25, 35% tax to the government. If you're self-employed, you got that self-employment tax as well. And so it takes a lot less to do that. And that's the power of real estate investing. And so as you begin to go look at deals, you're looking for passive deals to be in. How do you find a lead? How do you find someone that you want to invest with?
Just go to the meetings and listen to people as they get on the podcasts like this and reach out to them at different places. Matt and I like to travel, so we have gone to a lot of different openings that Lifestyles had, a lot of the road trips, a lot of the meet and greets that they had at different parts in the country. But we enjoy doing that, and we had met a lot of people. And, of course, being here in Houston, where they had the Expo was a great opportunity to meet lots and lots of leaders. And you get their background, you get to know who they are, and you get to see what they're looking at, they're doing, and their bios and what they've done in the past. And it's a natural migration from where we were into all these different deals.
Yeah, and all these leads are ready and happy to talk to people and say, yeah, if you would like to, if you approach them, I'd be interested in, if you're looking at something, let me know, and they'll do that. Again, it's just that more of that networking, surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. And Expo, we had, I think, 4,000 people in Dallas last month or at the beginning of this month. And in March, we'll do that again here in Houston, another opportunity for that to supercharge your real estate investing. And so, Madeline, tell us about how you keep track of your investments. Because I remember when you guys were before real estate, you were kind of the person keeping track of all the investments, if I'm correct. And then how do you do that with the passive investments? Tell us about that.
Well, I just have some spreadsheets because I'm kind of a nerd. So I like spreadsheets and numbers. And even in pharmaceuticals, I love reading our reports and finding little clues through the numbers. And so I just have a simple Excel spreadsheet that I track all of our investments on. And I track our distributions coming in. That way I know who's going to pay us in what quarter. And then I also track how the properties are performing on an Excel spreadsheet. But I know people who are probably nearly invested in nearly as many properties as we are, and they just wake up in the morning, turn on their computer, and that's it. So it's the level to which you want to track, and there's a different degree for everyone. But I just like it. I love tracking and my Excel spreadsheet because I look at it as a small business for us.
Now, I have people ask me all the time, I'm thinking about joining Lifestyles, but I'm worried I can't get into passive deals fast enough, and I can't get into enough passive deals. What was your experience?
My answer to that would be you will run out of money before you run out of deals to get into. There are successful leads out there that are syndicating, and there's quite a few at Lifestyles. And I understand their concern. They think that maybe these leads will have a group of people that always invest with them. But I know specific leads that take new investors all the time, and they take small investors. I mean, our children are involved in multifamily deals, and they don't have a lot of money. But when they scrape together some money, they get into deals also.
Yeah, and that's a great transition because I want to get to that. Tell us about your legacy goals with your children.
Our children are involved. We have a 40-year-old, a 38, a 22, and a 21. Our 40-year-old and 38-year-old are involved in both single-family and multifamily, and they are passive investors. And then our 22 and 21-year-old are also passive investors in deals. And both of them, one is in college studying construction science and one is in real estate finance. And so they hope to one day syndicate deals through Lifestyles also. It bonds your family together because we're all talking about the same things. We go out to dinner and we talk about properties. We talk about investments. We talk about performance. We talk about different leads. They come to all the meetings and meet the leads also. And they really thoroughly enjoy it. In fact, my son just the other day, he was sitting in a class at A&M and they were talking about how if you successfully save in your 401k, you may be able to retire, maybe, when you're 65 years old, and you may have to take a decrease in your living expenses. But, and he said, he wrote to me and he says, thank you, Mom, for showing me another way other than that way.
That's remarkable. That's remarkable. We do, folks, as you're listening at the during that Financial Freedom Seminar, we talked to you about the 401k and how to get to retirement. And you guys actually joined in 2015. So you, we'd say, retire in 5 years or less. So you guys actually reached the point to be able to do that. You've got your kids on track to do that. So somebody's sitting there listening right now and they're thinking, I don't know if I want to do this. Do I really want to go to a free workshop? Whatever the case may be, what would you say to that person?
I would say you're guaranteed not to be able to retire early if you don't take a step forward now. You have to make one step forward. And if the first step is going to a case study, if the first step is going to a 2-day, just take that step. And the more educated you can be, you will see the doors open. You will get these aha moments and you will say to yourself, I can do this.
You look back at what was going on and an entire lifetime of saving and making investments and what I thought was doing the right thing. And in the next 5 years, or these last 5 years, I was able to double or even triple our retirement money over what I thought it was going to be. So the Lifestyles Unlimited opened up a lot of doors, and it's a lot easier to do than you even think until you get into it. Once you get into it, you go, like, man, I should have been doing this 20 years ago.
What you just said is you spent a lifetime building up a savings that you're going to retire on, and then within 5 years, you doubled or tripled that amount. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
That is powerful. What took a lifetime to build, you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, you began real estate investing, and you doubled or tripled that. What I want folks out here listening to hear, what I want you to hear right now, is you may be a lot closer to retirement than you think. Just like Frank and Madeline. So glad you guys are on the radio. Very inspiring story. Love the story about your kids. Have a great rest of the weekend. Folks, go ahead and go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get signed up for the free workshop. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.